Welcome to part two of Auction Napa Valley 2013.
I'm here with Rick Jones of Jones Family Vineyards. How you doing, Rick?
Today's a great day. Everybody's having fun in the Napa Valley.
It's, you know, you couldn't ask for a better day. In fact, I see the edges of the tents have little misting things going on.
They do, and I wish I was sitting over next to that mister right now.
Yeah, I heard there's a little bit of a need to be inside the in the barrel room now.
I think this is actually a strategy to get everybody to go into the barrel room and bid on the barrel lots.
It's a good strategy.
It's the one place to cool off today.
Yeah, exactly. So you have a Sauvignon Blanc. Tell me about what you have.
We have a 2011 Sauvignon Blanc. Comes from a vineyard in Rutherford. We started making Sauvignon Blanc in 2009. And we love the grape, but we don't like how most people make it. So we pretend this is a Chardonnay, put it in some oak, barrel ferment it, and it comes out very complex, but it's got the structure of a Sauvignon Blanc. Most people try to get it in the barrel, out of the barrel, and then out of the warehouse within 9 months, and we take about 2 years to do it.
Nobody's in a hurry, right?
Not for us. We always do quality rather than speed or quantity.
And we have your auction lot right here, which is really nice. Can you tell me about that as well?
We can. If you bid on this auction tomorrow at the live auction, you could be an owner of the San Francisco Giants for a day. We've got an owner's suite that's available to you and 12 of your friends, four seats behind the dugout where you can heckle the or encourage the players, and then a night in San Francisco, wonderful restaurant at Hakkasan in San Francisco, $10,000 shopping spree at Saks Fifth Avenue, and then a lunch up in the Napa Valley at Jones Family Vineyards.
I don't think you're missing anything in this package.
I think we've covered every possible bidder on this thing. Somebody's got something they'll love in this lot.
Well done. I'm impressed. For our listeners to learn a little bit about Jones Family Vineyards, how would they do that online?
www.joneswine.com will find us. And we've got a history on there, and my daughter runs the website, and you can contact her.
Great. Well, I appreciate you taking the time, and best of luck on this incredible bought lot.
It all benefits all of us in the Napa Valley. We're glad to do this.
Kudos. You guys are from, again?
The Key Restaurant and Bar in Napa.
And what are you serving today that looks really good?
Our famous fried chicken sandwiches with pepper vinegar slaw. That's a little cabbage, a little chopped red onion, a little jalapeno, and then a little pepper vinegar that really zings and makes the sandwich really... You need a little bit of acid to kind of cut through the richness of the chicken, and the pepper vinegar does that beautifully.
Kind of a good choice for a day like today, no?
No doubt. I mean, who doesn't love fried chicken, right?
Absolutely.
Do you guys have a website?
We do. The Q... restaurantandbar.com.
Have you been doing an auction for a number of years?
This is our sixth year.
It's nice.
6 years.
Hard to remember that, isn't it?
The restaurant's been open 7 years, and we've been here every year, so this is our sixth auction, so we're excited to be here. It's one of our favorite events.
Kudos to you for doing the event. This is great because obviously it goes to a great cause.
Great cause. It's a pleasure to be here, meet some great people, such as Karen, who comes all the way from New York to make sure that these sandwiches are here year after year.
She has phenomenal glasses.
Yes, she does. Hi, honey.
It was a real pleasure meeting
you. Thanks. You guys have a good day.
Cheers. Good luck.
Thanks.
Thank you.
Thanks, Ray.
We're here with one of our very best friends, Linda Neal of Tierra Roja. How are you doing, Linda?
Doing great, Ray. How are you?
I'm warm and having a good time, and I like that the misters are blowing this way right this moment.
Well, I was a little bit surprised when those came on, but I think it's going to benefit us today. Well, we're very, very fortunate. I think it's actually going to be a beautiful, perfect day for us here in Napa.
There's a lot of excitement. You can feel it in the air.
I just think that people that travel to the Napa Valley for this event are going to be rewarded with really a multifaceted event. There's the excitement of the bidding, the delicious foods, the beautiful wines. It's the one place, too, where you can actually shake hands with virtually every vintner principal in the Valley.
And you know, that's such an important thing, and meet these people who make some of the most incredible wines in the world.
Well, and I think we all want to meet the people who enjoy our wines, but sometimes the wine business has us traveling so much that we're not all here at one time like we are this week.
Yeah, that's kind of like a family reunion in a way, isn't it?
I know. Too bad I have to work. I could go around and visit everybody else's table.
And you could be sampling some really fun stuff, right?
Yes. I hope. I see you're not carrying a glass. But oh, there it is. Okay.
Are you kidding me? There's always a glass wherever I go.
I thought you were just going to work.
No, not this year. So for our listeners to learn about Linda Neal, about Mellowwood, and to learn about Tierra Roja, how would they do that?
Well, they can go to the website, although it's a little bit behind, I have to be honest. But the basic information is right. It's just offering some vintages that were sold out of. Other than that, it's up today. So TierraRoja.com or MellowoodVineyard.com. And or just write me a note. Any one of those websites has a connection to email me personally. I'll answer all the questions.
And that's the best part. The farmer, the owner, you're going to be the one who's going to write that note back. So that's pretty special. Only in Napa Valley.
Only in Napa Valley. And, of course, part of it's because I'm so small that you'll definitely hear back from me because there isn't anybody else to hear back from.
But you make some really tremendous wine, and my compliments. So thanks for taking the time.
Thank you, Ray. It's always good to see you.
Good to see you. I'm here with Mike Martini of Lewis Martini Winery. How are you doing?
I'm doing great. How are you?
I'm doing fabulous. It's a beautiful day in here. It's been phenomenal because it's actually quite cool in the barrel room.
It's cool in the barrel room. I haven't been outside since it warmed up, so.
I'd say stay in the barrel room if you get the chance.
Good.
So tell me about what you're pouring today.
Well, I've got our special Lot 1 Cabernet. It's kind of a blend of mountain vineyards from Owl Mountain, Spring Mountain, Atlas Peak, a little bit from the Stag's Leap area, 2011. This is our auction lot. This is a great deal. This sells for $140 a bottle at the winery.
Wow.
So right now it's at $600 a case.
That's a real good deal.
Yeah,
you should hop on it. I got to do some bidding. You never know, it might happen. Something I can afford. Obviously, your family's been in the business for a very long time, but specifically, how long have you been in the wine business?
I've been the winemaker full charge for 36 years now.
That's a pretty amazing career.
I just started.
Well, it's only 36 vintages, right?
We're celebrating our 80th anniversary this year.
Wow, that's incredible. Congratulations.
It wasn't our choice. They had prohibition before that. We couldn't call ourselves a winery.
Yeah.
We started actually in the business in 1906, but this winery here in Napa Valley in 1933.
Just went away for an extended vacation.
Yeah, absolutely.
Mike, for our listeners to find you online, how would they do that?
LouisMartini.com, or you go to our Facebook page, Louis M. Martini.
There you go. That's all I have for you. Thanks very much.
Yeah.
And I'm here with Chris Phelps of Swanson. I just want to say hi to both of you first real quick so we identify who you are.
Yep. We have Chris Phelps, winemaker for Swanson Vineyards, 10 years.
Wow.
Yeah.
Guillaume Tiempo.
And you're the consultant for Swanson, right?
Yeah, it's I am. Okay. For the blends.
Mostly for blending.
Yeah.
So Guillaume, tell me a little bit about, well, obviously I'm assuming you're from France.
Yes, from France, Bordeaux, born and raised in Pomerol at the family estate, Vieux Château Sartan. I also work for Le Pin, which is from my family. And so I'm very pleased to come here every year and work with Chris, you know.
So for blends. Our listeners, to explain the role of a consultant, could you kind of put that into a little synopsis?
It's to give a different perspective, basically. You know,
sort of the objective, the objective person?
Very objective.
He comes for a very specific reason. I would love to have him come and consult in the vineyard during the harvest. But in fact, other than deciding when we pick, the second most important decision is how we blend. So Guillaume comes at the time of blending, which is after ML finishes in the late spring. And he comes for a week that's dedicated to nothing but blending in the lab and mocking up the blends. And we had a very productive week and kind of put the finishing touches this morning on all of the red blends for Swanson for 2012.
So then you just head back to France afterwards, eh?
That's right.
Do you think spending more time in the U.S. is in your future at all?
We never know. I'd love to because I love this place, really. I think there's a great potential to make outstanding wines. And so I see so much potential that I would love to stay longer, definitely. But so I'm very busy in France anyway.
Well, I'm trying to help you out here, Chris. See, just make it work a little better for you, right?
Yeah.
Just kick me in the leg if I'm going the wrong way here.
I'll kick you, yeah.
Okay, yeah, you can do that. So tell me a little bit about what you're pouring here today for your barrel lot.
Okay, today's auction lot is a one-barrel lot, this barrel right here. And it's 94% Cabernet, 6% Merlot. So it's a 2011 Napa Valley Cabernet. And so of that 96% Cabernet, a full 48% comes from Sleeping Lady Vineyard on the flank of the Mayacamas Range, just south of Dominus in Yountville. I spent 12 years at Dominus as the winemaker, founding winemaker in the early 80s. And then the other half of the Cabernet comes from Missouri Hopper Vineyard, which is Beck Stauffer's Vineyard in Oakville. and a small vineyard at the top of Hell Mountain. The Merlot comes from a very special vineyard in Oakville.
So it's got quite a pedigree here.
Yes, this is wine that would normally, this barrel would have been used in our face Cabernet, which is $140 Cabernet, you know, sort of about 200 cases produced. But we took, you know, to benefit this good cause, we took one barrel out of that and, you know, combined the best. It's really the creme de la creme. Did I pronounce that correctly? C'est la creme de la creme.
Creme de la creme. Chris has the most perfect accent of the whole valley, I think.
That's really what the barrel is for the auction. We want to show our best.
And Guillaume helped with this blend, correct?
Absolutely.
And for our listeners who would like to learn about you online, how would they do that?
Well, they can go to Swanson Vineyards, to the website, and they can even email me, chris@swansonvineyards.com.
So they can actually talk to the winemaker.
Absolutely. chris@swansonvineyards.com. And I'd be happy to answer anybody's questions or help them come to the winery to visit.
And it's pretty incredible that you could write a winemaker and get questions answered. So that's something people want to take advantage of.
I think more and more, you know, the whole social media thing. And I think people want, they don't want just the wine and the story. They want to connect personally. I invite people, September and October, come and grab a pair of boots, sort grapes, work with us for a day. I cook lunch.
There's nothing wrong with that offer, I think.
I hope to see you there.
I actually have done it in the past. I spent some time with John for about a week working in the cellar.
Excellent.
But that's a fabulous offer, and it's something everybody should check into because what you can learn is fantastic.
And whether you're a consumer, a restaurateur, a retailer, wherever you fit into the world of wine, you can benefit by spending some time boots on the ground at a winery.
Don't have to be an expert, just got to be a lover.
Nope, and it really makes you appreciate wine in a whole different way.
I get that. Guillaume, is there a winery you're working with right now in Bordeaux?
Yes, for the family winery, Vieux Château Sartan, Château Le Pin in Pomerol.
This is the creme de la creme of Pomerol. He's being modest, but he grew up next door to Petrus. That's where VCC is located.
The country of Merlot.
Absolutely.
Merlot is a French word, actually.
I didn't know that.
Well, we all learn something every day, don't we?
Yeah, every day, especially here. So, is there a website that our listeners could go to learn about you and your family?
Oh, yes. It's vieuxchateausartan.com. www.vieuxchateausartan.com.
Excellent. Gentlemen, thank you both very much. It was a real pleasure meeting both of you.
Pleasure's ours.
Thank you. I'm going to try your wine as well.
As they say in French, as long as you're here.
Once again, I'm here with Brooks Bader of Castello di Amoroso, which I think I said correctly this time.
That's right. Good job.
Thank you. Well, I've learned from the best. Tell me about what you're pouring for your barrel lot today.
Well, we're at the Friday barrel auction here at Raymond. We're pouring our 2011 Cabernet Sauvignon blend. It's got 5% Merlot. And this is a wine we call Il Barone, the Baron in Italian. It's one of our top flight Cabernets. We source the grapes up and down the valley around Diamond Mountain at the castle itself, all the way down to Coombsville, east of Napa. So it's really kind of representative of the different terroirs that you find here in the valley.
Yeah, it's very apropos for this kind of event, wouldn't you say?
Exactly. It's representing the valley as a whole.
Right. Very cool. How many years have you done auction Napa Valley yourself?
Well, I have to think for a second. It probably goes back to 1995. I don't think I've made it every single year, but most of those years. So, you know, getting close to 20 probably.
Well, good for you for taking the time and being involved, you know, to be part of this great charity event.
Well, we love to participate. And, of course, it's a wonderful event for local charities and nonprofits. And the vintners really come out and do a great job, really put on a great show.
For our listeners to learn about the castle and to come visit, how would they do that online?
Well, if you go to our website, castellodiamorosa.com, or just Google us, Napa Castle, in the tagline, and it'll come right up. And if you want to come visit, I would suggest calling in advance, making an appointment. We do get quite busy, particularly on the weekends and during the summer months. But we always have room for fans. So yeah, people will definitely be able to get in, and you'll have a wonderful experience.
And it's worth the tour and worth the wine.
Yes, I think so. It's really a very nice destination. People come from all over the world and see us, and everyone seems to have a wonderful time.
It's got to be kind of cool, people coming from all over the world to taste your wine.
Well, especially when they come from Italy or Tuscany or Europe, and they see what they would normally see back at home. And so that's kind of fun.
Brooks, it's been a real pleasure meeting you and chatting with you again. I hope I get to see you sometime down the road.
Same here, Ray. Appreciate it.
Cheers.
Cheers.
The price of your wine, please.
Absolutely.
My name is John Rule, J-O-N-R-U-E-L. I'm the COO at Trefethen Family Vineyards. I'm also the president of the Napa Valley Grape Growers.
This is great. I rarely get somebody else to do their full intro, so that's cool. What is the Napa Valley Grape Growers?
Oh, absolutely. It's a fantastic organization. We've been around since 1975, really serving the needs of our industry. There's so many issues that we can only really face, what I would say, more effectively if we work together. So among the issues that we're dealing with right now are groundwater regulations that are coming down from the state of California. There's another law called AB 32, which is well-intended, and it has to do with reducing our greenhouse gas emissions. But we're working proactively with the county government on how to implement these regulations in a way that is fair to the farmers and good for the environment.
In a major way, you're sort of a go-between between the government and the vineyards, trying to help this all make sense and be good for everybody, right? Would that be fair?
Absolutely, that's true. And there's a number of local regulations that are really one of a kind. One of those is the Ag Preserve. It was created in 1968. It was a landmark ordinance that really set aside all of unincorporated Napa County for agriculture. You're not allowed to have other commercial activity in the Ag Preserve, and it's really that which has allowed Napa to flourish as a wine-growing region compared to other, you know, areas in the Bay Area. There's 9 counties in the San Francisco Bay Area. A number of them, including Santa Clara Valley, where what we now know as Silicon Valley, used to be a fantastic agricultural area back in the 1920s. These days, it's certainly thriving, but it's thriving in a different way. It's been paved over, and it's thriving commercially, but in a way that doesn't support agriculture and in a way that's not what I want to say. It's a different story. And what we have in Napa is only possible because we protected the land, we dedicated ourselves to growing quality grapes, and to working well together. Another key issue we're working on at the Napa Valley Grape Growers is how to cultivate a sustainable workforce. The men and women who work in our vineyards are so key to our success. We depend on them every year to craft the quality of grapes that we need to make fantastic wine. Truly, it all begins in the vineyard, and we really need fantastic employees there who understand not just what we expect, but why. You know, what is the reason we pull leaves around each cluster to custom craft the light environment? So we have very proactive education programs for our farm workers, conducted mostly in Spanish, but covering everything from these technical viticulture aspects, but also how to be a good leader or how to advance within your own company, and even how to integrate into the community. We serve as a go-between between the local workforce and a number of local county nonprofits, which serve things well beyond their needs in the field, including things like legal aid, which provides free legal services, or Clinic Olay, which provides free or discounted health care.
Wow, you're amazing. I mean, you've got a lot of information, but this is good, valuable information. The key is you're looking to the future and you're protecting the future, and that's important.
Absolutely. One of the things I've come to realize, I've almost been in Napa for about 10 years now, and I've realized that there is no status quo. We're always on some trajectory going in some direction. Right now, there is tremendous demand for Napa wine, which is fantastic. Our reputation is world class, but it hasn't gotten any easier to grow grapes. We need to continue to work very hard in the vineyard. I mentioned the programs we have for our farm workers. We have programs in English as well. Programs geared towards vineyard managers, viticulturists, vineyard owners, covering topics including, you know, pests. We get new pests arriving in this county every couple of years. This is the age of global trade, global travel. Well, we're seeing pests come from other parts of the world, pests that could be very serious for grapes. That's just one example. We're also looking at succession planning. So much of the current bounty that we have here in the Napa Valley industry is the result of the hard work of pioneers that came here in the 1960s and 70s. So many of those people put in their sweat, their energy, their intelligence, their money, but they're not going to be here forever. In fact, it's right about now that they're retiring and they're looking to the next generation and they're saying, are my kids interested in running the company? Are they capable? And if not, what do I do? So we have other workshops, other educational programs geared at making sure that each of these operations and our industry on the whole is set up to transition through this period of succession and to continue to succeed for decades to come.
You've got a lot of work ahead of you.
It's true, we do, but it's a lot of fun. You know, it's at an event like this, the Napa Valley Wine Auction, where we get a moment to sit back and say, this is what makes it work. All the people here who love coming to Napa, enjoying our fine wines, everything that we do in this county is because someone somewhere bought a bottle of Napa wine, and we just continue making it great, and they keep buying it. It's a lot of fun.
I like how you say that with a big smile on your face. John, for our listeners to learn more about the association and to learn about you online, how would they do that?
NapaValleyGrapeGrowers.org would be fantastic. They could also look at trefethen.com. It's T-R-E-F-E-T-H-E-N.com.
Thanks for the time. You really gave me a ton of information. I really do appreciate it.
You bet, Ray. My pleasure.
Cheers, Haley. Here I am once again with Robin Lael of Lael Vineyards. How are you doing?
Doing very well today, thank you. A little damp around the edges, but otherwise perfect.
We're kind of at a good spot here, though. There's a little bit of a breeze, which at least I'm feeling here.
Oh, I think we're so lucky. I think the tents are a little bit more pressing or close, if you will. So I was so happy that we were here. Well, you know, our winemaker, Philippe Melka, came by and he was carrying a jacket over his arm. And I said, and exactly what is the point of that jacket? And I said, leave it here, you know. No, he said. So I said, it must be part of your look today.
It's a sign of a gentleman.
It is. Oh, it wasn't that kind of a jacket.
Anyway, anything new going on with Lael Vineyards these days?
Always new things going on. So we've added another layer to our club, which is a very simple entry layer, with just two bottles a year, which is great. And we're working on some really exciting projects. And, you know, for us, Ray, in the business, in our business, it's very important to stay fresh. And while it's very important to stay fresh, at the same time, you have to be really careful about how you try to do that. So we love the challenge of doing that, and we're doing a lot of work around the country now in private dinners, which is very effective for us. So I just was in Houston and did two big country club dinners there that were very special, and so we're having a lot of fun.
For our listeners to learn more about Lael Vineyards and maybe a little bit about your history, because there might be a bit of it on your website, I don't remember.
Yes, there's a beautiful website, which is at www.lael vineyards.com. And don't miss, by all means, looking under the Our Wines section and checking out the Mole Hill video.
Excellent.
Thank you,
Ray. I'll keep an eye open. Thank you, Ray.
Thank you so much.
Always good to see you.
It's always good to see you as well.
Okay, I'm here with Frank Engelbert, and I'm here with Susan, or Sue Bartolucci, as we prefer to say. How you doing? This is Madonna Estate Winery we're talking to.
Doing fine today. How are you doing?
I'm fantastic. It's Auction Napa Valley. The sun is out, and you have a breeze here.
We are very fortunate to have the breeze blowing through right now.
It's a good place to be. And what I'm tasting right now, you have a rosé of Pinot?
Yes, it's our 2012 Pinot Noir Rosetto. It's the newest release here at Madonna Estate. About 2 months ago, we released this to the general public, and we have had positive results from it.
You know, this is the kind of thing you want to drink on a day like today, or maybe if you're on the beach in Hawaii, because you could really enjoy the breeze with something very light, right, Sue?
Exactly. Exactly. We made sure that we had plenty with us so we could enjoy all the festivities that we see, surfing. I surfed in my mind while I was drinking.
We're all surfing in our minds right now.
One of the bitters that I poured this for earlier today referred to this as a pool wine, and that is certainly what it would be for today, sitting by the pool, having a glass of this wine, or with a group, a bottle of it would be great.
Or playing bocce.
Absolutely. Playing bocce ball with this right at the twilight hours, couldn't think of a better thing to do.
Actually, there's a bocce court right around the corner, but I imagine right around now it's probably pretty busy.
That or probably not the most opportune time in the middle of the day with the sun.
It's the perfect wine pairing. It's the only game you can have a glass and play ball at the same time.
That is the only ball game you can do that with. That's well put. So we have the Pinot, which we tried in the tent. And what else do you have? I see a white that looks, I'm guessing, a Sauvignon Blanc?
Actually, no. That's our 2011 Pinot Grigio. This is one of our two white wines that we sell at the winery, other one being our Chardonnay. This wine here is a... It's a little bit of a sweet wine, but it's not what they characterize as sweet. It's more fruity. It's done half in the barrel and half in steel fermentation. It has a lot of citric tones to it. And really, on a day, again, like this, it's a perfect wine for a nice hot summer day.
This is my favorite, Dolcetto.
And who made that Dolcetto?
My husband. And this year, well, this vintage, actually Frank and my daughter Brett and my daughter Taylor and her husband made this vintage.
Do you guys think you're going to be doing another one at all like that?
Doing the Dolcetto? Yeah, I believe that we'll be talking about this later this summer, figuring out which one we're going to do. But the plan will be for the four of us to be more involved and start working on the wines every year, you know, taking over just a little bit each year. Just don't think Buck will ever retire, but we'll just be the ones, you know, kind of taking more of the hands-on operation as the years go on.
Just have to drag him out of Hawaii, that's all, right?
Yes, he would love to live in Hawaii. Just send the money, and he'd like to sit on the beach.
For our listeners to find you online, how would they do that, Frank?
Well, there's a couple places they can find us, obviously, at www.madonnaestate.com, or you can also follow us on Twitter, at Madonna Estate.
And you guys have a Facebook page, too, as I recall, right?
Oh, absolutely, yes. Facebook as well, Madonna Estate, Mount St. John.
And there you go. Sue, Frank, thank you both very much. Really appreciate your chatting.
Okay, thank you.
Thank you very much.
This is the end of Part 2, Podcast Number 90, Auction Napa Valley 2013. Download the remaining shows from lifebetweenthevines.com or from iTunes.